This week, the USDA will expand its testing of milk supplies for bird flu. The virus has ravaged poultry flocks and cattle herds, and there's been 60 reported human cases of it in the U.S., according to the CDC. More than half of those are in California, and although the virus doesn't appear to be spreading between people, health officials worry it could evolve. KVPR's Carrie Klein brings us the view from one California dairy county.
It's a foggy afternoon in the central California city of Tulare. In a parking lot, county employees are handing out gloves, face shields, and N95 masks.
I'll take some of the N95s too then.
Oh, N95?
Yeah.
It's open to residents of two local counties. They pull in and load up their truck beds with safety equipment known as PPE. Don Turner works for the Tulare County Public Health Department.
We're good to go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's the agency's ninth free PPE handout. Sean Roberts is one of the organizers.
2 hours in, we've given out 37,000 pieces of PPE.
It's one way the county and state are working together, trying to contain avian influenza, along with testing dairy workers and milk. There are questions about exactly how humans are catching the virus, but health officials say it's carried in milk from infected cattle, and dairy workers can be exposed during the milking process.
The idea is that people who are working in direct contact with cattle, whether they're infected or at a high risk to become infected, the cattle are, if they're wearing PPE, it really minimizes the human exposure event.
California has reported more bird flu in humans and dairy herds than any other U.S. state. And the bulk of the state's human cases have been here in Tulare County. It's the top dairy-producing county in the entire nation. Take it from Juan de Lesma. He's a farm worker at a nearby dairy.
Si no hay vacas, no hay trabajo.
If there are no cows, there's no work, he says. A water tower here was even made to look like a glass of milk. Bird flu was detected in California's cattle in late August. De Lesma says he saw cows get sick. Some of them looked like sleepwalkers, he says. They looked damaged, and he and his coworkers wondered if they'd die. Cattle have died, but the state declined to give an estimate of how many. As for his own health, De Lesma says he's not too concerned. He's gotten PPE from his employer. But farmworker advocacy groups say that hasn't been everyone's experience. Many aren't aware of the risks of the virus and don't have the PPE they need, according to Elizabeth Strader of the United Farmworkers Union. Also,
we've heard from farmworkers and community members and veterinarians that symptomatic workers are clearly still working.
One reason? Public health officials advise anyone with the virus to isolate until their symptoms improve. That may take longer than the 5 days of paid sick leave that the state generally requires employers to provide. The California Department of Public Health said by email that workers' comp should cover more days off, but Strader says getting it approved is involved, which is a disincentive to get tested. Tricia Stever-Blattler is with the Tulare County Farm Bureau, which represents farmers. She also said farm workers tend to keep their heads down.
They don't want to lose pay. They don't want to lose work hours. They don't want to be in trouble with their employer. And they certainly don't want to have the government know more about their life if they are here as an undocumented worker.
State health officials acknowledge that cases are likely being undercounted, especially since symptoms have been relatively mild. Meanwhile, state, county, and federal health officials say they're trying to get dairy workers to test more. A PSA on a Spanish-language radio station recently promoted a local testing clinic. It was a pilot clinic organized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their first one in the entire country. The CDC didn't share how many people showed up. Meanwhile, the virus continues to rip through California's dairies, like Joey Eroso's fourth-generation farm in Tulare County. On the worst day of his farm's outbreak, he says more than 500 cows needed treatment.
It's demoralizing, yeah. From a morale standpoint, it's hard to see that many animals not feeling good.
He says 14 of them died, but none of his employees have been sick yet. And he attributes that to all the PPE he got for free. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Klein in Tulare.